Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
The greatest need in the world is for people of conviction, men who are not for sale, men who cannot be bought with the trinkets and tinsel, yea, not even with the gold and the silver of the world. In a world without convictions, there must be some who have them. And we want to talk today about how to develop and what the benefits are of having convictions. So please take your paper, take your pencil, and let's get these things down. One of the first benefits is this: convictions enable us to make present commitments to avoid future failure. In fact, our definition of decisiveness is the ability to finalize difficult decisions based on the Word of God. Now, when we have a conviction, we make a commitment today that will help us avoid future failure. In other words, we make a decision in advance which we will not compromise, and because we made it today when our thinking is clear, in a moment of passion, in the moment of temptation, in the moment of influence from others, they will not get through to us because we have developed a conviction, a present commitment that helps us avoid future failure. And then a conviction enables us to evaluate courses of action quickly and accurately. That simply means that once you decide on a conviction, that when the issue comes up, you'll be able to make a decision rather quickly because you've already thought through, developed a conviction that can't be sold, can't be bought off, can't be changed. And then the third benefit is that a conviction helps us to develop all of our energies to a course of action which we know is right. It helps us develop, if you please, what we call total life thrust. We don't get drawn off to the left or off to the right. We're able to look straight on and go there. Helps us develop all our energies to a course of action which we know is right. And then fourthly, convictions enable us to refuse to reconsider what we know is right or what we know is wrong. We are able to refuse reconsideration. The decision is made, the conviction is set, and I will never have to visit this decision again because I have developed a conviction. Well, the question you're probably asking is, what is a conviction? So here's a basic definition. A conviction is a basic scriptural principle which we have purposed to follow whatever the cost. It's a basic scriptural principle which we have purposed to follow no matter what the cost. If you'd like to see this in the Bible, I'd like you to look at this scripture in the book of Daniel. Daniel was a teenager and he purposed in his heart. Look at this. He purposed in his heart. And that's what a conviction is. It's when we purpose, we make a commitment. And here's what his purpose was. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which the king drank, or any of his friends and associates. You know, someone has wisely said that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything or anything. What do you stand for? What principles have you purposed to follow regardless of the cost? You see, the whole Bible is about developing convictions. That's what the Psalms and the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are about. The history books of the Bible are stories of either the presence or absence of convictions and what it costs not to have them and the benefits of having them. In fact, the prophets, those books which are written by both the major, we call them major and minor prophets, prophets were men of convictions. That means they would rather die than sin. It means they'd rather die than disobey God. They would rather die than dishonor God. And my question to you today is, what are you willing to die for? What convictions do you have? Now, in the book of Daniel, we learn a story about four teenagers who have convictions. I've already mentioned Daniel. But there are three other teenage boys who have convictions. And in this book of Daniel, we are going to learn something about convictions. I'd like you to get these down for sure. Number one, convictions are always formed before a crisis. Now, listen for a moment. Character is not made in a crisis. It is only revealed. Convictions are not formed in the middle of a crisis. They are formed before a crisis. Now, let's look at the text. Here it is. Now, here's the story. If you be ready, this is the command of the king. Watch this now. At what time you hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut, the psaltery and the dulcimer, and look at this, and all kinds of music, and you fall down, and if you worship the image which I have made, look at this, then it's going to be well for you. Now here's the deal. Babylon. Everything in Babylon spells compromise. And here's four teenagers. Babylonian commandos had raided the schoolhouse in Israel, kidnapped about 35 teenagers and transported them to Babylon, castrated them, and forced them into the servitude of the king. And these four out of the 30, I don't know the story of the rest of them, but they knew they couldn't be true to their parents. They couldn't be true to their Israeli upbringing or to the God of Israel unless they had convictions. They couldn't listen to the Babylonian music because it was compromised. It was immoral. They couldn't drink their beverages. They couldn't wear the T-shirts because woven into the fabric of the clothing were astrological symbols and it would spell compromise. They couldn't date the women of Babylon. Everything about Babylon spelled compromise. And this issue was over music. It was over whether or not when you hear the music, you move like we move, you bow like we bow, and you worship like we worship. In fact, look at the next verse. Because the king says that if you don't respond to the music the way we respond to the music when you hear it, and you don't worship, look at this. You shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And where is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Convictions were formed before the crisis. Look at this. Because after the king gave this threat, look at this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, look at this, answered immediately, and they said to the king, they already had convictions. They didn't have to rethink the issues. They didn't have to count the consequences because they were young men who were jammed and crammed with godly convictions and you couldn't buy them, not for all the glory of Babylon. Convictions are formed before the crisis. Now look at this. Convictions are not negotiable. Look at what they said to the king. Can you imagine? Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, look at this. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. You see, convictions are thought out and purposed ahead of time. No need to reconsider what we've already got a conviction about. We're not careful. They didn't hesitate. They didn't have to vacillate. They didn't have to recount the cost. Because you see, when you have a conviction, it's not negotiable. It is not negotiable. Not for anything in this life. And look at what they said. They said, if it be so, if you really carry this out and put us in the fiery furnace, our God, whom we serve, look at this, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Not negotiable, because we belong to God. And then there's a third thing we learn here about convictions. Number three, convictions are not based on circumstances. Look at the rest of their answer. They said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. But watch this now. But if not, if he doesn't deliver us, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. We're not going to worship this golden image which you have set up. We're not for sale. Look at this. Can you imagine? It's okay to say, if you know, our God's going to deliver us, but listen to this. But even if he doesn't, then we're not going to bow. We're not going to bend. We're not giving in. We're not careful to answer you, because you see, convictions are not based on circumstances. They're not based on weighing the benefits and the losses, the pros and the cons, because they're not negotiable and they're not based on circumstances. And then look at this. Convictions stand in the face of adversity regardless of the consequences. Make sure you get this in your notes. Then was Nebuchadnezzar, look at this, full of fury. And look at the form of his face, or his visage, his countenance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And therefore, in this mad, angry, furious state, he commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than he had originally intended. Now watch this now, because convictions stand in the face of adversity regardless of consequences. You will find your friends will get mad at you. Leaders may threaten you. Everyone may want you to compromise, but when you have a conviction, there is no compromise. In a world of compromise, there still are some who do not. And I hope it's you. And if not, become a non-compromiser. Become a man or woman of conviction, a teenager with conviction. That's what this was. You remember Martin Luther had nailed his 95 theses on the Wittenberg door. Against all of Catholicism and all the doctrinal errors that he perceived. And they told him that if he didn't change his mind, they would excommunicate him, kick him out of the church. And he said, I will not recant. And then one day a knock came to the door, and his servant answered and said, and had a conversation, and then came walking into the room where Luther was. And he said, Luther, the priests are against you. Luther, the bishops are against you. Luther, the archbishop is against you. Luther, it seems like the whole world is against you. And Luther said, then tell the whole world that I, Luther, am against the whole world. Tell them I am against them. That's what it is like to have convictions, not for sale. Look at the scripture now. So he commanded the most mighty men. That is, the king commanded the mighty men that were in his army. Now, the best in the army. You bind up these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and look at this, and you cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Let me tell you something. When you have convictions, the consequences do not matter. Even death is preferable. And look at this. So these men, these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were bound with their clothes on, with their socks on, with their hats on, and with all their other garments. And look at this. They were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. It doesn't matter about the consequences when you have convictions. Convictions stand in the face of adversity, no matter what the consequences are. If people reject you because of your conviction, you accept rejection. If they gossip about you because of a conviction, you accept the gossip. If they offend you, you accept the offense. If they ridicule you, you accept the ridicule. And in fact, if they mock you, you accept the mocking. Because you see, you are a person of convictions, and convictions stand in the face of every form of adversity, regardless of what the consequences are. And I don't know what the consequences are that you're faced. I know that a lot of young people, teenagers, they are threatened by their peers with being excluded from the group or being made fun of, mocked, or ridiculed because they don't do the things they do because they have convictions. I don't know what it costs you. But regardless, when you have convictions, the consequences don't matter. And the number five, men and women of conviction will stand when others cannot. Look at the scripture. Because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men. Look at this. Slew the men that had taken Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego to the furnace. Now watch this now. Because here Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were able to take the heat when others couldn't take the heat. The very men who were putting the heat on them, bringing them to the heat, couldn't take the heat. It's like that. Men and women who have conviction, they can take the heat. They can stand the test. They will stand when everybody else will fall, and they will keep on standing. Because when you have conviction, it's like you've got steel down your backbone. It's like you stand for something. There's no giving in, no negotiation. You can stand. That's the kind of soldiers the Lord Jesus is calling for. I mean, after he's given out the sandwiches and the sandwiches are gone and all the benefits are gone, and he looks over his shoulder, he looks to see how many are still walking in his steps, walking, treading, ever walking forward, following in his steps. People who do what they do because of conviction, not mere advantage. Because when it gets hot, when the pressure is on, conviction enables you to keep on standing. And then we learn that those with conviction accept the consequences of their convictions, realizing that the alternative is worse. You see, if a person has convictions and there are severe consequences, they're willing to take the consequences because they realize that compromise has got worse, the alternative has got worse results to it. Look at these scriptures. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Accepting, you see, they are accepting the consequences of their conviction. The fact and the truth of the matter is, my friend, that you don't have something worth living for until you have found something worth dying for. No compromise. The world is full of compromise, but some don't. Are you one of them? Do you have convictions? Do you have convictions? Do you have godly convictions? You see, having convictions is like having steel down your backbone. You'd rather be among the godly dead than among the living cowards, the compromisers, the wishy-washy, soulless, sapless, spineless, shriveled, mediocre, diluted and deluded, modernized, glamorized, counterfeit Christianity that knows no power of God, nor does it know the joy of genuine obedience to the initial promptings of God's Holy Spirit. No soldiership, no disciplines, no suffering, no convictions. That's our problem today. And Scripture says that in the last days, know this, perilous times shall come. And men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, don't keep their word, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good. And then the next one is traitors, if you please, traitors. They don't mind selling out. They're heady and they're high-minded. They're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And the scriptures tell us, from such turn away. Don't hang out with those compromisers. And then it goes on to describe them, for of this sort are they, listen to what they do, they creep into houses and they lead captive silly women. Women who are loaded down with sins and led away with divers lusts. And they're ever learning, never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. You see, when you got convictions, you're willing to accept the consequences, realizing the alternative is worse. And then number 7. We learn from this story that God accompanies men and women of conviction. Look at the scripture. Now, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He rose up in haste and he spake. And he said to his counselors, I thought we put 3 men into the fiery. And they said unto the king, it's true, we only put in 3. Look at this next verse. But he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. It doesn't bother them. The heat's not getting to them. And the form of the 4th one is like the Son of God. Let me tell you something. When you've got convictions, God will accompany you. God will go with you. He'll go with you through the fire. He'll go with you through the floods. He'll go with you through the lion's den. When you walk with God, you will never walk alone. He keeps company with those who have convictions. And then God is honored by our being true to convictions. Watch this. Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, look at what he said now. You servants of the Most High God, come forth. And come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. You servants of the Most High God. Look at this next verse. And the princes and governors and captains. Look at this now. Look at this. The princes, the governors, the captains, and the counselors, being together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. They could take the heat. Nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. You see, when you said no to their music, you kept yourself pure and unspotted. And when you forsook their lusts for one another, you really saved yourself. And when you said no to alcohol, you didn't lose, you gained. And when you said no to their food, you kept yourself healthy. You see, God sets his stamp of approval upon you because you are not the servants of men. You are the servants of the Most High God. No compromise. You honor God, and because that, God stays with you. No wavering. You become steady as the needle to the pole of the compass. You are like Jesus when he said, I receive not honor from men. Another place he said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Because you see, God accompanies those who have convictions. And God is honored. Look at this. God vindicates those who have convictions. And Nebuchadnezzar said, now look at this, blessed be God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Blessed be God. Now here's the guy who was putting them in the furnace, and now he's saying, blessed be God. Can you imagine that? Never had the church so much power over the world as when the church had nothing to do with the world. You see, we've tried to be like the world. We've compromised. And in doing so, we have lost our convictions and lost deservingly so the respect of the world. We've become like them, politically correct compromisers. Why would they be attracted to us or our churches? They can dance to their own music without coming to us to hear a compromised, Christianized version. They already have what modern backslidden church is offering. You see, here's the paradox. If you try to get the respect, you lose it. That's why you want to develop convictions, be true to God. That's why Jesus said, how can you believe which look for honor from one another and seek not the honor that comes just from God only? Look what happens when we have convictions. Look at the scripture. Nebuchadnezzar said, I make a decree that every people, nation, language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at this. Shall be cut to pieces, their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver of this sort. God vindicates those who have convictions. Look at the next verse, the last one, which we'll discuss. And the king promoted Shadrach. Look at this. Promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Having convictions means you're not for sale. You can't be bought, not even with gold or glory. Get convictions. Get convictions.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.